since I have a school loan and I deferred that thing for so long and now I'm trying to pay it back, of course my payments are too high and I'm on a payment plan as far as lower, so I'm probably just paying interest or whatever because I have two kids, single parent, separated. Right. But will my school loan affect, I mean, it really hasn't affected my credit, but the balance is so freaking high that, you know, I don't know when I'll ever be able to pay it off, probably till I die. But, you know, is it really going to affect it if I continue to make some type of payment or if I keep doing the, not deferment, but the, you know, payment plan?
It's a fantastic question, which a lot of our clients have. Here's the answer to it, okay? School loans are like an anomaly. They're not counted like a revolving. They're not counted like an installment or a mortgage, right? The key to student loans, the key to student loans is you can't miss a payment. And the reason why is if you miss, many times on credit reporting, they show up as multiple line items, right? Instead of just one student loan, they show up as like $4,200, all these different line items. And when that happens, when you miss one payment, it shows up as like eight late payments, right? So in your case, just, you know, take advantage of the law, because let's face it, I mean, it's like $1 trillion or something like that of student loans out there, right? I mean, I don't know how things are going to get paid. I mean, I don't understand it, right? You go in, you go get these, you know, people get these loans, and it sounds good going in. I get why you would take it, right?
Right,
Especially, I mean, I get it. And then it's like, well, where's the income appreciation, right? Because that's the problem that we're all facing, the income stagnation. So, you know, it's like the all-knowing politicians are they going to figure it out? I mean, I don't know. But I would surely follow the letter of the law. If the letter of the law allows you, because you're a single mom and have this income, to pay Y, then I would definitely pay that, right?
Right, right.
So
I just can't afford the payments that, you know, $1,000 a month.
And
you know,
by the way,
I'm only paying probably interest.
And by the way, nobody can. You know how many calls I get like this? It's a joke.
I mean, it's scary. It's
I
just,
know. Nobody can afford
it. My kids are going to kind of be in the same boat, and that's what I'm scared of, that I don't want theirs to get outrageous. So it's kind of like we have to all live together in order to maintain for them not to get into debt. You know, I want you to pay your student loans.
Yes. Thank you. There's got to be a better way, right? There's got to be a better way. I don't know what it is, but believe me, my oldest is 12 years old, going on 13 in November. I'm asking myself the same questions. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
That'd be a better way.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer.
I mean,
it's a fan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeanette, for asking the question. Short answer is
It
doesn't impact your credit like revolving or installment loan. Don't worry about the utilization rates. Just don't miss a payment.
Okay. Even though I'm doing a payment plan because of my income ratio or whatever, that's still
okay. Totally
okay. As long as I'm doing something monthly on it. Then,
whatever, even if it's deferred, let's just pretend it gets deferred. That's fine too. I mean, as long as you're not legally obligated to pay a monthly payment, you don't have to. But
I'm out of deferments and forbearances. I mean, I've been out of school for years, so
got it.
Now my kids are in college, so